You might want to turn those on. I don't know if they're on or not for you. There you go.
Bingo.
Sammy Morris is with us, rocking his Texas Tech workout shirt.
As always.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing great.
You have any insight on Michael Crabtree?
I've never even met him. I don't know anything about that.
I love the quote from Mike Leach, is the coach there, right?
Yeah.
Mike Leach, they said, "What do you have any advice? You talk to Michael Crabtree." He said, "Yeah, I talk to him, man, once a week or whatever." He said, "Well, do you think you have any advice for him in this situation?" He said, "Look, if he had taken my advice, he'd be back at Texas Tech." That's the advice I gave him.
That
come on back.
Like Coach Leach.
Help us out.
I want to ask you a question. It's fourth and one at your own 24-yard line.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Belichick says, "We're going for it." Were you surprised?
Surprised, no. What's the word? I wasn't surprised because, I didn't even start – I just kind of, for some reason, I kind of knew we would. So, I wasn't surprised, but I was, I'm trying to find the right word. I guess I was unsure if we would actually do it, if that makes sense.
So, like, try to draw the off
this is
one
like,
of those
maybe
things.
Like a trick play or something.
Maybe that, or if, if we were just actually just go for it.
So now they call your number. So all the pressure's on you, man. You better not get stopped here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, on that play, I wasn't even trying to, to make, 3 yards. I was trying to get, just that 1.5 and do what I had to do to keep that drive going. And obviously, Steve Neal and Nick Cage on that side did a great job of getting that surge.
Do you guys have any discussions about that in the huddle when the coach is calling for it on fourth and short from your own 24? Because we've had some callers today who said, that's a crazy call. What are they doing that
that's
for?
That's what I thought. I thought it was crazy.
I liked it a lot.
For it there.
I liked it. But do you guys talk about it at all or just say, okay, here's the call. Let's charge forward.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think maybe we think and feel a lot more than actually say, just, obviously because of the time constraints. But, I think there's a lot of things that's going through our head, but the main thing is we got to get this and I don't think we're all kind of we're like shocked or just we just kind of we heard the play, we're like, all right, well, that's what we got to do.
Did you feel like the it seemed like the backs and offensive line were in complete sync yesterday, and maybe that's the reason Belichick called for it on fourth down, because it felt like whatever you called for, you were going to get. If you needed a tough yard, you were going to be able to get it. Did you feel that way?
Yeah. Well, I think the ability that we have on offense, is maybe what allows Bill to, to have the the confidence in us. I think that he has expectations and a good feel for what we're capable of. And I think that's one of the things that we lacked the first couple of weeks was just that last couple of weeks, maybe, everybody would make the right block except for one guy, and that one guy would make the tackle. Everyone would make the right block, and the running back would make the wrong read. It was just like, that constant inconsistencies that were keeping us from being successful.
Was there a commitment to the run from the first day of practice last Wednesday all the way through the game yesterday?
Yeah, well, I think we always I don't think we'll ever, enter a game. I don't know if any team will ever enter a game saying, we're going to throw the ball 50 times or we're going to run the ball 50. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just kind of, we kind of taken a stride in offenses in general, just kind of approach the game and obviously just take what the game gives you.
When you were looking at film of the Falcons and preparing for yesterday, did you sense watching film that this was a team you were going to be able to get some running yards against?
I think we always feel like, feel confident going in. And I think that's one of the things that the Falcons had done well was, they were playing from a lead and they were able to be comfortable in what they're doing, and they didn't have to, to necessarily do much. And then teams would get, especially Miami would get down. Then it was forcing them to, to do things that maybe they weren't, didn't go into the game planning to do. And again, that kind of helped them, just offensively and defensively. And they play great special teams as well, so that that goes hand in hand with the defense.
I don't know if you caught the tail end of our conversation as you were walking in. We were talking about running backs carrying the ball a lot, and I was saying that Michael Turner carried it 376 times last year. And in my opinion, now you tell me what you think. In my opinion, a lot of backs can't do that. I mean, just physically, I think that will wear a guy down. Do you feel like if the Patriots wanted to give you the ball 375 times, do you feel like you have the body type to sustain that for an entire season?
I mean, that's a hard call. I think I don't know if gamble's a word, but the thing about that is you don't know if you can do it until after the fact, and you know, and then if you can't, then it's too late. So, I don't know. I think, some guys can't, I mean, Barry Sanders wasn't, the biggest guy, but he could, carry the thing. Emmitt Smith is another one. And, you never know. And, just kind of thinking the smaller, but, Warwick Dunn has had a successful career, very successful career. And, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think we all, would like to think that. But obviously, I think, just playing football in general obviously is going to wear your body down.
And that is earning your paycheck, isn't it? When you're carrying a ball that much, week after week after week.
Yeah, well, the guys blocking for him, too. That's oh, man. I mean, those guys up front, they go through a lot in those trenches, offensively and tight ends, quarterbacks, everybody.
That's a good point. And not so you see a lot of fullbacks today in football, but some of those guys, they're fullbacks. I mean, Lorenzo Neal, for example, blocking for all those 1,000-yard rushers. You got to have major headaches on Monday morning, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I played with one of the best, kind of the prototype fullbacks you think of in Sam Gash when I was in Buffalo, and that's a guy. He would flat out say, "I don't want the ball. I want to go hit people." So that's just I guess that's just a different breed. And then I played with Larry Sanders in Buffalo. Was also here. He was more of a receiving threat, kind of third down back in it, but he would still, wasn't afraid to throw his head in there and make a play. I mean, it's a different breed at fullback.
It's a funny offensive look through three games. You guys have run a ton of plays. Mm-hmm. You've had great time of possession, and then you get to the red zone and the wheels fall off the wagon. Is there anything in particular you can put your finger on?
Constant inconsistency. That's all I can say. There's a shorter field to work with, obviously, in the red zone, and it could just be one or two guys or whatever it may be, and it's just a bunch of little things makes for a big thing. So I think that's kind of what's happened to us.
That was about as frustrated as I've seen your quarterback in a while. He was pretty vocal yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's, Tom, he always gets fired up, and actually I didn't even, see it or hear it until, the reporters that, told me afterwards. And, it doesn't surprise me. He's fired up. He gets fired up in huddle. And, one of the third down and short carries I had is, before I even got the ball, that's all I could hear is Tommy saying, "Go, Sammy, go." that fires me up. I love when he does that. And, like I said, he's a very fiery quarterback.
Now, sitting here talking to you, I can't imagine you getting crazy emotional on a football field and having a display like Tom did yesterday. But does that ever happen for you? I mean, do you ever like lose your emotions and like and screaming at people and screaming at yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think my first year here, Kevin, in our first game against the Jets, I remember Kevin Falk probably tell you that I can get pretty excited myself, and I have to like physically or literally tell myself to calm down and kind of take a chill pill. But it's part of the game. It's a high intensity sport. It's very fast paced, and it's just a very emotion filled game.
Yeah, and that's probably something that we can't relate to. Just the energy and the pace out there. You don't feel like even when there's a timeout. Does it ever feel like it slows down, or is it just constantly?
Yeah, well, I think the timeouts, the 2-minute warning, and obviously the play might slow down, but as far as like the emotions, those are always building and just building in anticipation for the next play. And again, that's the and I think that's one of the things that a lot of guys miss aside from the locker room is just that high competitive spirit that's hard to match outside of. Those white lines.
It's probably nothing to replace that except what stockbroker. I mean, something.
I don't know.
Yeah, something that just has that energy and that adrenaline rush for 3 hours.
Yeah. I guess the only thing I could think of would be like actually coaching that, but which I heard is kind of the filling that void for a lot of players that when they leave the game, but. It's like I said, it's just high intensity. It's it's high impact, obviously, and I think it's like anticipation of like that next play could be the biggest play in the game, but you don't know you know, when that play is actually going to be. And you don't know that that play is going that play is the biggest play in the game until after the fact.
And it might be you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I mean, you just got to be on your P's and Q's the whole time.
And yet you sit here pretty calm, cool, collected. Every time we've ever spoken to you, you've been very level-headed, and yet you say out there you sometimes aren't that way.
My wife is always telling me how patient I am with, you know, with our kids, and I am, you know, the patient one at, you know, out of the two of us. But like I said, it's just something about when you get into that game that I'm gonna say you necessarily become a different person, but you just feel a lot more things that you aren't able to feel, you know, outside of football.
And if you were like this out there, they'd run over you.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't survive out there.
And that's the other thing is like you have to be able to manage that and not lose your cool. That's when, you know, you get the stupid penalties or, you know, just whatever it may be. And look at Tom, and you know, he's always like kind of got that calm demeanor. Then he gets fired up, and then he's like back to, you know, it was time to play.
Have you given yourself the opportunity to look ahead yet, or are you going to wait a day or two before you start thinking about that tough Baltimore defense?
I mean, obviously you always think about the next opponent, but I think win or lose, I always, you know, give myself to Tuesday, and then after that, it's
everything that happened has happened. It's over with.
On to new emotions.
You want to take an opportunity here to educate us? What is Romans 8:31? I see you got a tattoo of Romans 8:31 on your shoulder.
If God is for us, who can be against us?
Say it again.
If God is for you, who can be against you?
We appreciate the time, as we always do. It's great to see you.